And then I got, they sent me from there to Atlanta, and I got my discharge from the Army.
Been down here ever since, or you ever lived anywhere else?
I lived about 2 years in Tampa, Florida. Warren Paint Company, Atlanta, wanted somebody to go down there and take over a paint store that somebody else was running from. And a fellow married my first cousin was traveling for Warren Paint Company. He got me to go down there and try it out, so I did. And that was when the boom was on down there. You could sell. So, the wife got this satisfied and moved back and I didn't know what to see.
You were born here in Harris County, right?
Mm-hmm, right over here, about a quarter of a mile. The old house burned up that I got born in.
Yeah. Where were you born? Would you tell me you were born?
Chambers County.
Chambers County.
1901.
Can you tell me again what you told me before about your parents and how far back your family's been here? And tell me about that mill especially. I'll get that down.
My great grandfather built it, see. Mm. And he settled right up here. And, of course, he settled the country up as far as I started. And, I don't know where he come from now, up in the Carolinas or somewhere. I've seen me like one of them. And then now on the Brawner side, you take out a smaller, Dr. Jim and Abney, and they put a close skin to it. And of course, they're old settlers down here. And my grandfather, Brawner, he owned all that land in down here. I don't know where you've been down now. At Bartlett's Ferry, you know.
He
owned all that water power plant. So this, the Brawners, Hargett's too, all about done died out.
And what's your connection with the Hargett's again?
My mother was a Hargett.
Your mother was a Hargett's. That's the main family in this county, isn't it? I mean, they're pretty close to it.
Yeah, there's some Hargett's up here at Washington. Here we go to school.
So, when did you tell me the mill was built? It's a flour mill, right?
It is from 1836. It's wrote on the wall down there. I don't know whether it's how many years before, but it's down to now. 1836.
It's built without any nails. Right?
No, it's
not going to
be. I mean, with only wooden nails.
Otherwise,
not a flooring. They were the bone, just put on a nail. It's a square head nail.
What kind of shape is it in? Is most of it still standing?
I can
see the outside is still standing. What about is the inside still pretty much intact?
Down there, and you see,
okay. Well, after we get through talking here, I'd like to. I really would. I think it's fascinating.
So, Mama said that the wheat and corn roast was shipped here from Harlem. And then my granddaddy, he had shipped the dam, not my great-granddaddy, now my granddaddy, he built a dam up there and had a race, a big race, you know.
Yeah.
Bring the water on around down and it.
All the way around the horseshoe.
Yeah, right there. Right above the mill, he had him a little old Frick sawmill run by water. Right just above it, they had a gin, you know.
Yeah.
Then the only way you could feed it to cotton would be to pour it up here.
Well, I think anybody would take their hand and make something look like that. See how broke it taken it
completely
off.
Beveled all over.
Never
right?
Seen anything like that.
Mm-hmm. I'll be darned.
So that was only gin in this part of the country. Gin cotton.
That made him a pretty important man then, I would imagine.
And